It is time for sports. It's time to bring in Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Tired.
I'm tired, too, and it was strange. I went home for, I had a busy day yesterday, right up until 4 o'clock I was doing stuff, all right? And people have to understand, I get up at 3:30 and get in here by 4:30, quarter to 5. So I was tired, so I went home for a nap, right? And I had someone from the station that was going to come fill in and watch my dogs, okay? So, Mike, I get home, and I notice the time, and it's like, eh. I was having her come back at 1:30 to wake me up, so it was like 1 o'clock, so I said, I'm going to just sit in the chair and relax.
Well, at 7 o'clock?
No, at 1:30, I feel somebody poking my arm, right? I open my eyes, and it's Liz, who has to watch the dogs. And she's got this look on her face. And what happened was, Mike, there's two doors to get into my house, okay? They both make a lot of noise. She came in both doors. I've got dogs, okay? The dogs barked. She comes in, and she sees me in the chair. And she calls my name, says hello. I don't say anything. I think she thought I was dead.
Wow.
Look on her face.
Yeah, that'll do it.
She was just poking my arm.
Wow.
But it was a great half hour sleep, I'll tell you. It really was.
That's good when you get a half hour and it seems more than that.
Oh, God. It seems like I slept for 10 hours. All right. Well, anyways, I went to bed really early and I did not watch any of the football game. And I wake up this morning and I see it was an outright just pasting.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of the game and I went to bed late. But I saw it was a disaster.
Now, did we
30-9.
Did we pick the right or wrong team?
No, we were right.
Okay. 30-9.
That was an easy one.
30-9.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Absolutely horrible.
I said, when the Steelers came back a couple weeks ago to beat Jacksonville, I said Jacksonville will win another game for the rest of the year. Looking pretty good on that.
All right. So let's go to our picks for this week. Are you ready?
Yep, mine's written down. Right. I think we're going to be on the same boat again.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to take the Saints over the Buccaneers.
There's one.
I am going against my better judgment because sometimes it happens and I hate the Patriots. I'm taking the Patriots over the Dolphins.
No, we're not on the same one there.
We're not on the same one there. Okay. Looking further down the list, I'm going to take the Rams over the Bears.
I didn't take that either.
All right. So which
Saturday game?
Yeah.
Sunday game?
That's a Sunday. 8:20 on Sunday.
Oh, the night game. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so
all right. Well, I'm with you. I took I took the Saints over the Bucks. I'm taking the Chargers over Cincinnati because that's another team that's totally inept with no quarterback, no this, no that, no coach, no nothing. That's a guy that should lose his job, the coach of the Bengals because. They've been in garbage town now for how long? So he should be exiled to Elba. And the other team I'm going to take is Kansas City over Baltimore.
Yeah, those are good picks. Those are good picks. Those are good picks.
Well, we'll find out. None of them are good until the games are over and you won.
Yeah.
They look decent, but that doesn't mean anything.
Well, I feel pretty good with mine. We'll see what happens. It's the NFL.
Team that should win this weekend are the Giants. Because Washington's another team in garbage town, so
they absolutely
the Giants should win this game.
You've got a third string quarterback, even though it's Sanchez, and he's been in the, you've got him running. They've got a lot of injuries. The Giants should be able to run the football and win that game in a low scoring game. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. It's the NFL. Hey, what can you do?
Yep.
All right. Where do you want to go from there?
Not a lot going on.
No.
No big trades moving around in baseball yesterday. So there's nothing to talk about with that. There's not a lot going on. The Knicks got destroyed last night by Boston. They lost by 28 points, 128-100.
Wow.
Yeah, not good for them.
Army Navy is Saturday. And,
I can't get all jigged up over that. I mean, there's a lot of tradition. It's really good, but after a week of tradition with the burial of President Bush, I think that game's going to lose a little bit of its luster because you lost the president this week, and you know it, maybe it'll be a good thing, but I don't know about that game. I'm rooting for Army. I hope Army wins because they're the underdog. I won't watch it because I'll be watching Kentucky kick Seton Hall's butt. I hope, but yeah, it's a good. It's a good thing for the country, the Army-Navy game.
Well, I'm rooting for Army because my son Jake served in the Army, became a captain when he was one of his tours in Iraq. In the field, he became a captain. So I always root for Army because of that. And you're right, after a week of, you know, one thing about the United States, you can say what you want about us, but I really admire the way we recognize. Doesn't matter who the president is. Doesn't matter whether, when it comes to a former president passing away, this country honors and respects the office and the person who held it when they pass away. It really is an amazing thing. It really. Well,
if you paid attention to it this week, all the things that he got accomplished in 4 years, it's amazing.
And yesterday I watched the train, and every time it went by a station. Hundreds and hundreds, possibly 1,000 people lined.
Didn't even have to go by a station. Yeah. They were just lined up along the track.
Yeah. It's just nice to see. It just makes you feel good. That's all. That's all you can say.
Make you feel good because of how respected the man was.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right. The way we respect the office is absolutely is amazing.
Well, I think this was more respect not only for the office but for the man himself
as well,
and the kind of person he was.
Absolutely, but I tend to think that at the beginning of the Army Navy game, obviously, I think they'll have a moment of silence,
no doubt,
and they'll play the game, and it'll be a fun game to watch because Navy's a fairly good team, and Army over the past 3 years has become a very good football team and fun to watch. All right, so
they're good for what they are. They're small. A small athletic school that's very competitive.
Yep. All right. And you know what we got going on in our area today? This isn't really sports-wise. We've a guy who comes from our area, Izzy Tatiello. He's 97. One of the last remaining survivors from Pearl Harbor.
That's today.
He lives in our area, and the VFW post in North Canaan is having a get-together at 5. They're going to recognize that, and the public is invited to attend. There'll be a doughboy at a service at the Doughboy Monument in North Canaan. But Izzy, 97 years old, a survivor of Pearl Harbor. So
there's only 5 survivors left from the Arizona. None of them are fortunate enough to make it to Pearl Harbor today.
Yeah.
Only 5.
Yeah,
77 years ago.
Yeah.
You got to figure. You don't have to be a math major to figure out. You got to be pushing 100 if you were alive at Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, well, like I said, there's Izzy. There's no doubt about it. Great. It's great. It's just great. And he looks great. He looks absolutely great.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend.
I'm going to try.
And,
if Kentucky wins, it'll be good.
That's right. And we'll see you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, folks.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.